Hey there, welcome to Following the Truth. Happy Easter. My name is Gary Zimek. So glad to be with you on this Easter Monday edition of the program. I hope, I'm going to say this. Look, I know it's crazy. I know we're dealing with this pandemic. I know that so much of the United States has been under or is currently under the threat of some severe weather. But Jesus is risen. Nothing, and I mean nothing, is ever going to change that. So it is with absolute sincerity that I can say to you, Happy Easter. And I would encourage you to keep yourself focused on that fact that Christ is risen from the dead. He is so powerful that he is bigger than death. And for many people, I would say for most people, death is a very real and scary thought, isn't it? Death can be so scary because it involves the unknown. It's mysterious. It's hard to wrap our brain around. It's so final. Christ is bigger than death. People tried to kill him. They tried to do away with him to end his message, and they were unable to do so. Even though for a while it looked like they won, because he was in the tomb for 3 days. And then he rose from the dead. So I want you to focus on that today. There is hope. There is hope, not just for you to rise from the dead one day, as we believe as Christians we will do, but for your life right now, at this moment in time, to be resurrected from depression, from anxiety, from despair, from hopelessness, from frustration, from defeat. There is that possibility of the resurrection for you today in Jesus Christ. And that's what I'm here to share with you. That's why I get excited to do this program, because I can give you hope. And I say, let's walk together. But see, here's the deal. Even though I'll often say, you and me sitting around the table, we're going to be talking about Jesus. Bring your beverage, bring your snack. You know the deal. It's not just you and me. It's you and me and Jesus. And where's Jesus going to take us? Jesus takes us to a greater relationship with the Father. So now the Father is involved. And Jesus gives us his Holy Spirit. So now it's you, me, Jesus, the Father, the Holy Spirit. And we also believe in the angels and saints. So it's me, you, Jesus, the Father, the Holy Spirit. This is starting to get confusing. I'm going to get lost here. But our guardian angels are here. Plus all of the angels and saints in heaven are with us. It's just a matter of refocusing our thoughts. We lose our focus. It's very easy to get distracted. It's very easy to dwell on the fact that this Easter was so different. I didn't get to eat my favorite meal, and I didn't. I missed going to my sister and my brother-in-law's house. I missed the kielbasa and the sauerkraut and the ham and the assorted pork products. As somebody who's Polish, man, I was really hurting yesterday. We had leftover spaghetti and meatballs because that's what we had in the house. So this is different. Thank God I had my wife and my children. We were able to spend the day together. We were able to participate in Mass through the internet. And we had a nice day together. But yeah, it's not easy. Everything is different. But there's a reason that all of this is happening. I don't know exactly what the reason is, because I'm not God. And I'm not going to claim to know the reason. But I've said before, I believe this is a wake-up call. I believe God's trying to get our attention, but I see him bringing incredible good out of this. People are helping one another. Families are growing closer together. People are praying more. People are participating in Mass, even if it's through the internet or through the TV. People are slowing down and growing closer to the Lord. So this is all good. These are good things that are going to come out of this. But I continue to encourage you to hang in there. Let's take one day at a time. Let's you and me walk together. We will get through this, God willing. You know, he knows the timetable. I don't. But I know right now, I'm here, you're here. We're both alive. Praise the Lord, right? That's the focus that we're going to have to take. On today's program, we'll look at, and we'll be doing this all week. If you haven't seen it, I put out a video on YouTube. Please subscribe to the Gary Zimek page on YouTube. And you'll see my videos when I put them out. I never did too many videos in the past, but I'm starting to do more and more. You know, as with anything, it takes time, it takes money, it takes talent. I'm going to make the obvious joke, and yes, I am short of all three of those things. But look, we're all trying to learn this together. I'm learning new technology, trying to do more and more in the way of sharing the gospel on a number of different platforms. But on the video, I talked about this week's programs here on Following the Truth. Every show this week, we'll look at an encounter with someone and the risen Jesus. And a lot of times, the people who encountered him or encountered the empty tomb, they missed the point completely, as do we. Right, we look downward, we're gloomy, we're focusing on the negatives, and we're ignoring the fact that Jesus Christ rose from the dead and he is risen and walks among us. And when I say we, I'm including myself. I never get through one of these shows without feeling closer to the Lord and being inspired myself, because when I talk about him, when I read scripture and share it with you, I get inspired too. So let's continue to spend the rest of the time we have here together on this program talking about Jesus and growing closer to him and realizing that he is the light of the world, he is risen, and there is hope. All right? Does that sound like a good deal to you? All right. Let's do this. Let's pray, and then we'll get on with the show. I invite you to recognize, wherever you are, that you know you're locked up in your house, you might be in your car, you might have some errands to run, you might be taking a walk, wherever it is. You are in the presence of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Wow. Let's talk to our Father. Father in heaven, first of all, I just want to say thank you. You've gotten us to this point in time. We're grateful for your providential care. Thank you for providing for us. Thank you for allowing our hearts to continue to beat, our brains to function. Thank you for all of the gifts that we may have. Our clothes, our friends, our families, our homes, our vehicles. Thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus. And Father, on this day, as we continue the octave of Easter, we celebrate the resurrection of your Son. But Father, we thank you for loving us so much that not only did you create us, but you sent us your Son. You sent your only Son to be born into this world, to become human, and to be willing to suffer and die for us, to draw us close to you. Father, we are so grateful for that. Thank you. And Lord Jesus, we turn to you and we thank you for the pain that you endured for us. You have to really love us to do that, Lord, and we thank you for that love. Jesus, in response to your love, we want to love you. And we know that you said, if we love you, we'll do what you said. We'll keep your commands. So with that in mind, Jesus, we want to do that. We want to follow you. Even though we realize that it'll involve pain sometimes and suffering and effort, trust, all of those things that we sometimes want to avoid. But we do want to follow you, Lord. So we make that decision, Lord Jesus, to follow you today. We ask you to lead us, to guide us, to speak to us through your Holy Spirit as we read the gospel later in the program. And Jesus, we pray for a miraculous end to the coronavirus. We pray for healing for anybody who is suffering from it right now. We pray, Lord Jesus, that we may be used as your instruments of healing in the world. However you need us to share your good news, just let us know. Our words, our thoughts, our prayers, our examples, whatever it is, inspire us through your Holy Spirit, Jesus. And Jesus, I ask for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit, a new outpouring of the Holy Spirit to each of us today, so that I may be able to speak your message on this show, and that all of our minds and our hearts may be open to hearing what it is that you have to say and doing what it is that you would like us to do. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We often miss your message, thinking that it's just our own thoughts, it's just our own imaginations. But no, if we ask you to inspire our thoughts, there's a very good chance that when we think of something that we should do or some way we should act or something we should say or not say, there's a very good chance that it's coming from you. So Holy Spirit, please continue to give us the power that we need to be transformed into the image of Jesus. Holy Spirit, thank you. Jesus, thank you. Father, thank you. And I ask for all of these things, and I lift up all of our needs, whatever they may be. We don't even know what we need sometimes. But I present them to you, Father, through Jesus in union with the Holy Spirit. We ask for these things through the intercession of our Blessed Mother Mary and Saint Joseph. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, listen, thanks so much for praying with me on the show. And I can't tell you how much it means to have you along for the ride with me on Following the Truth. Ever since I revived this show a few weeks ago, I'm just so inspired to spend this time with you. I feel your presence when we do this show, when we get together, when we chat about Jesus. If you want to find out more about my work, I would invite you to go to my website, followingthetruth.com. You can find out all the information you need about my books, about my my podcast, including my weekly podcast, The Gary Zimak Show. Find out how to invite me to speak at your church or your conference, or also you can make a donation to my ministry, followingthetruth.com. All right, it is beverage du jour time. We're going basic today. And it came at a good time because I felt a little tickle in my throat. You know, that's really difficult. Really difficult. Oh, let me just share a story with you very briefly before I tell you what the beverage is. So right now, you know, we're getting really creative with our lunches because we try to minimize how often we go to the store. So I made some pancakes for Mary and Elizabeth, my daughters, and because we're out of bread. I mean, it's amazing. We're trying to freeze it, but it's kind of weird. It's hard to figure out how this is all going to work. We've been doing the shop from home thing at the local supermarket where we order the groceries online so that we don't have to go into the store. We go and pick them up at curbside, but it's hard to get it delivery time. So we're a couple weeks or a week and a half out, and we're trying to estimate how much we need. So we messed up. We didn't get enough bread. So the girls had pancakes. I made the pancakes for them. My wife Eileen had a roll up with the turkey and some cheese and without bread. And I had some leftover pasta. What, you're probably wondering where I'm going with this story, but just bear with me. I don't know. Maybe I'm going somewhere that's not going to be that good. I'm not sure, but I will get back to the beverage du jour. So I had some leftover meatballs and sausage and mixed it in with some linguine, but I put some crushed red pepper and oregano on it. So I think I got a crushed red pepper flake stuck in my throat a little bit, and I was about to cough, and therefore it was a good time for my beverage du jour. Man, that was a long-winded story, wasn't it? Take another sip. Going basic, nice glass of cold water. I hope you are enjoying your beverage, enjoying your snack. And I just thank you for hanging out with me on this show. I mentioned that I wanted to go through the encounters of people with the risen Jesus. And these are going to come from the Gospels, from Daily Mass. It's one of the beautiful things. These readings, if you can get a hold of a Daily Missal or one of these magazines that has Daily Mass readings, such as Give Us This Day, The Word Among Us, Magnificat, there's a ton of them out there. I forget all of them, but a lot of them have these readings. You can also get the readings online in a number of places, including the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, usccb.org. But the Daily Mass readings for the octave of Easter, they're phenomenal because the first reading is taken from the Acts of the Apostles. We'll be going through this. The church will be going through this throughout the Easter season, which is 7 weeks. You know, this is a big deal. This is not a one and done celebration. We celebrate Easter for 7 weeks because it's such a big day. The first reading throughout the Easter season is from the Acts of the Apostles. The reason that's so powerful is because we see how the early church behaved and worshiped. And that's what the Acts of the Apostles enables us to see. So that'll be the first reading throughout Easter. But during the octave of Easter, we are seeing each day in the gospel, we're seeing an encounter with the risen Jesus. And I think that's where you and I need to go today. We need to have that encounter with the risen Jesus. Let's not just get on with our life now that Easter's done. No, now that Lent's done. No, it's not time to do that. We never want to do that. But especially in the Easter season, and especially at a time where we need so much hope in our lives, we want to focus on the fact that Jesus rose from the dead. And just like we're doing, being forced to do, I should say, with this pandemic, we need to slow down and really think about what the heck happened when Jesus rose from the dead. And when we look at some of these stories of people, and I'm going to read the gospel in just a minute. When we look at some of these stories, we realize that they often miss the point. I mean, the fact that Jesus rose from the dead is hitting them over the head, but they're missing it. We often do the same thing. So if we slow down, let's try to make it a point not to do that, not to miss this great news. Today's gospel comes from Matthew chapter 28, verses 8 through 15. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went away quickly from the tomb, fearful yet overjoyed, and ran to announce the news to his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them on their way and greeted them. They approached, embraced his feet, and did him homage. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." While they were going, some of the guard went into the city and told the chief priest all that had happened. The chief priests assembled with the elders and took counsel. Then they gave a large sum of money to the soldiers, telling them, "You are to say, 'His disciples came by night and stole him while we were asleep. And if this gets to the ears of the governor, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble.' The soldiers took the money and did as they were instructed." And this story is circulated among the Jews to the present day. Now, man, here, this is amazing to watch these reactions to the empty tomb. So first of all, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went away quickly from the tomb, fearful yet overjoyed. Now, what were they doing there? They were there to anoint the body, to check on the buried Jesus. They did not expect to find him alive and risen from the dead, even though he said he would do that. And I would say to you, I'd put out there this challenge. As you face the problems in your life, and I understand that it's not just coronavirus. As I'm recording this, we're under the threat of some severe weather here in New Jersey, potential tornadoes. The severe weather ripped through the South yesterday, creating a lot of damage and destruction. I constantly hear of people with other non-coronavirus-related medical conditions, cancer, people losing a spouse or a father or a mother or various financial troubles. I mean, there are all kinds of problems right now, many of which are not even related to the coronavirus. And you could be experiencing something right now. I got a letter from someone who was thanking me for writing Give Up Worry for Lent and saying that her husband in February decided to divorce her. So she's dealing with all of this, combined with all the other craziness going on in the world. So there are a lot of problems we face in our lives. And it's so easy to become overwhelmed. And I don't want to diminish the suffering because I understand it's real. It hurts. A lot of tears are shed. But what we don't want to do is focus so much on the suffering, on the bad stuff, on the gloom and doom, that we lose sight of the fact that the empty tomb doesn't mean that Jesus was put to death. It means that he was put to death and rose from the dead. The tomb is now empty. He has defeated death. See, Mary and the other Mary, they didn't expect that. They were fearful, yet overjoyed. See, they were still dealing with the emotions. You and me, we look back at this 2,000 years ago. Yeah, of course Jesus rose from the dead. Who doesn't know that Jesus rose from the dead? It's very easy to lose sight of the fact that he really rose from the dead. I mean, think about that for a minute. I was watching a video from Dr. Ray Guarendi over the weekend. He was talking about learning to appreciate the resurrection. And he mentioned that, what if you were sitting in your living room and your relative, your mother, your father, your spouse, your brother, your sister, somebody you know who died, all of a sudden knocked at the door and showed up? How would you react? And I think that's what we want to really think about with this idea of Jesus rising from the dead. Yeah, we expect it. We almost treat it as a story or a fable. I mean, not that we don't believe it, but we almost can't appreciate it. But can you imagine what it was like to be one of these people living at the time in a very threatening environment? It wasn't easy to be a Christian back in our Lord's day. And you see what happened to him. Now, Jesus managed to gain many followers, and all of a sudden, he, their leader, is being put to death, painfully murdered on a cross. How would you feel if you were one of his followers? I mean, it's absolutely understandable. No matter what he said, he tells us not to worry. He tells us that he'll always be with us. He tells us so many things, and yet we still panic. Can you imagine what these people were going through? When all of a sudden he's put to death. And now we see the possibility of the tomb being empty. It's understandable to think why people are going to be skeptical. I know he said he was going to be put to death, but they're not thinking of that. They're thinking of, when are these people, these authorities, these enemies of Christ going to come for me and do to me what he did to him? That's what they're thinking of. So the women are fearful yet overjoyed. So they kind of get it, but they're still afraid. They don't know, trying to piece this all together. What will this mean? And what happened? Jesus met them as they go to share the good news to the disciples. And honestly, that's what you and me, those of us who have had an encounter with Jesus and really know him and really have surrendered our lives to him, it's up to us to imitate these women and say, no, don't be discouraged, don't be depressed, don't be sad. Jesus has risen from the dead. We don't always use that language, though, because honestly, we could scare some people. We've got to be prudent and understand that not everybody's ready to hear some bold, some strong, some powerful Jesus talk. A lot of times you have to go slow with people, but we still have to share the good news. I'll pray for you. I heard a great homily at Mass. I read this Catholic book, you know, something like that, and say, and it's, I feel encouraged that this is going to work out, you know, share with people like that. But they were sharing the good news. They encountered the empty tomb and had realized, albeit in a slightly imperfect way, I mean, they didn't fully get this, they realized that Jesus did rise from the dead, or at least that possibility existed. They're confused, they're fearful, but they're overjoyed. And who they run into on the way? Jesus met them on the way and greeted them. And Jesus said to them, he said to them what he's saying to you today. And I want to deliver this message. And again, these are the words of Jesus delivered to you. Do not be afraid. Go tell my brothers to go to Galilee, where and there they will see me. So again, you're getting that message today. Be not afraid. Do not be afraid of the coronavirus, of these storms, or whatever problem is threatening in your life. And share that message with others somehow, some way, on social media, in an email, through a phone call. Talk to the people living in your home. I mean, people need to be reassured today. People are unsettled. People need some certainty. And the certainty is that Jesus rose from the dead, and he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, according to the Bible. That message needs to be shared. Now, while they were going, some of the guard went into the city and told the chief priests all that happened. Now, check out what's going on here. So the chief priests assembled with the elders and took counsel. And they gave the soldiers a large sum of money, telling them to say, to lie, that the disciples came and stole Jesus while we were asleep. And if this gets to the ears of the governor, we'll satisfy him and keep you out of trouble. In other words, guys, if you want to stay out of trouble, you guards were supposed to be guarding the tomb and Jesus got out, you used this story, this lie, to say that he was stolen, and we'll protect you. You'll be okay. And then they did. They took the money and they did it. They sold out and they told a lie because these authorities, these people who were against the mission of Jesus, didn't want the truth to get out. Isn't that unbelievable? But sometimes I think we sell out. I can't tell somebody I'm praying about this. I can't talk about Jesus. And again, I understand you've got to do it sometimes slowly, cautiously, carefully. But sometimes we don't even want to get too religious or let people know that we have faith or we believe. No, now is the time. People need that. There are people out there, and I see this all the time, and I want to do what I can to reach these people, who are afraid, who don't even know that a relationship with Jesus is possible, and that can bring, that relationship can bring them peace and joy, that he can help them with their problems. People don't know that. A lot of people don't know that. Are you willing to share the good news that Jesus Christ is alive and wants to be a part of your life? Are you willing to share that news with somebody, or do you want to like sell out a little bit and take the easy way out, thinking, I don't want to make waves, I don't want to talk about religion? Well, if there was ever a time to talk about religion, this is it. People need to know about Jesus for their own good right now. Are you willing to do that? Are you willing to share the good news? And in your own life, are you willing to believe when you look at the empty tomb that he did rise, that he can help you, that he is with you? I encourage you to do that today, to accept Jesus. You know, he died for your sins, but you need to personally accept him. You need to accept him as your Lord and Savior, your personal Lord and Savior, meaning that he saved you from your sins. He redeemed you, but also, are you willing to let him be the Lord of your life? In other words, he's the boss. He makes the decisions. He leads, you follow. And that's a daily journey, which involves taking up your cross, dying to self, and letting him live in you. I would encourage you to do that today, and it's going to make a tremendous difference in your life. Listen, we are out of time. Thank you so much for tuning in to Following the Truth. Remember to let your friends know that this program exists and that it's 30 minutes a day, free of charge. We talk about Jesus, and my goal is to bring hope. If you know somebody who needs hope, let them know about this podcast, will you? Also, would you please consider sponsoring my work by going to followingthetruth.com and clicking on donate, then you go securely to PayPal to become a monthly sponsor or to make a one-time donation. Would you consider doing that? I hate to ask it, but you know, it's the only way that I'm going to survive and continue to go on in these challenging times. I know the Lord will continue to work through you to help me to get to where I need to be. So I would ask you to consider doing that. Followingthetruth.com. All right, God willing, I plan to be back tomorrow as we continue our journey through the octave of Easter. Jesus Christ is risen. Rejoice. Don't let your heart be troubled, because he can take care of your problems. He can also bring your peace. Until we meet again, this is Gary Zimak saying, be not afraid, and happy Easter.